Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, now these people that Soros is paying, he's buying the office. He's buying the office, and there's a lot of, they don't do anything that is not absolutely corrupt. So there's a tremendous amount of election fraud taking place within that. And so Soros is that these people are not real. They're not legitimate elected representatives. These are angel agents. These are foreign agents, or I should say criminal agents, communist agents. And they're all antichrist, because George Soros is his antichrist. George Soros hates Christians. He hates Christians with a passion. And he even betrayed, he is an apostate, a rogue Jew, that during World War II betrayed his own people and said he was glad to do it, that he was glad to do it. Anyhow, so that is what the Democratic Party is all about. It's corrupt from top to bottom. There is no longer any part of it at all that has not been totally corrupted. Anyhow, I want to say that Nigel in South Carolina pledges 50. Vera in New York pledges 100. Donna in Wisconsin pledges 200. Or Donna in Cleveland? Okay, wait a minute. That's Donna in Cleveland is 400. All right. Debbie in Wisconsin is 200. So pledge the Lord. So we now those are new ones that just came in here. So that puts us about, we were at, let me see, let me add it up really quickly. Wait a minute, here it comes. Let me see, I'll give it to you. I do the math right there in my head. Okay, so now we need 5,300. We need 5,300, Joe, and we've got less than an hour to bring in 5,300. Can we do it? We need some help. We need people to match some of these. We need to see if we can get one that'll match $1,000. We gave yesterday, we pledged $1,000 here. And can we get someone to match that $1,000 to match? We got several people to match the $500. So we need to do that. But anyhow.
Well, in the book of Luke in chapter 6, it says, "For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And that is at the end of a verse. It said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you good measure." In other words, you can't outgive God. If you give, he will make sure that you can do it again. And he says in 2 Corinthians in chapter 9, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully." So we know what God has to say on the topic of giving.
All right, Joe, judge sentenced a 69-year-old woman with cancer, her name is Pam Hemphill, to prison for protesting the stolen election. Here's a 69-year-old woman who is simply exercising her First Amendment rights. She has cancer, and that corrupt judge there, and this all has to do, if you're going back with that January 6th and that Liars Club, you have the most corrupt group of people. Again, they went out. I don't think if you open the gates of hell and yell down, "Semi is your most corrupt," that they couldn't be any worse than that's what they call their panel. These people, again, are as corrupt gets. Now, in fact, you know, here, Steve Bannon, I'll get to Steve Bannon in a minute, but this is a horrible and tragic story that shows how evil the government and D.C. have become. A 69-year-old woman with cancer is sentenced to 2 months in prison in a ruling never heard of. Pam Hemphill is another tragic example of justice. After peacefully protesting the stolen election on January 6th, Pam, 69-year-old, battling breast cancer with no criminal background and is a substance abuser, substance abuse counselor that helped many throughout her career. Pam was arrested for trespassing. She pled to the charge with the assurance for her attorney that her age, cancer, and diagnosis, and absolute lack of any criminal history, that anything short of probation has never happened. Judge, and listen to this, Judge Lamberth sentenced Pam to serve 60 days in federal prison to begin on July 12th. Now, here, would you do this? Would you say a prayer for Pam, and would you say an imprecatory prayer against this Judge Lamberth? Would you ask, or you do one, or I'll do the other? Go ahead.
Dear Heavenly Father, as I hear this story, I look down, I see in my mind one of your precious children standing up, doing what is right, and being overly severely punished for being politically incorrect, for not being woke, but for obeying you. And Lord, I would just ask that you wrap your loving arms around Pam, that you bless her with healing, you bless her with so many blessings, Lord. You may be calling her home, I don't know. But we would just ask that you give her a special blessing, Father, and that you strengthen her, if it be thy will, that you keep her out of that prison, that you put a stop to this injustice. But let her know she's not alone, that you'll be holding her up, that you'll be with her every step of the way. And Lord, my prayer is that just thousands of people will join me in praying for Pam, and that she will be rewarded by you for her faith and her obedience. And we ask this in the name above all names, in the name of Jesus.
All right, I'm going to ask the folks out there to pray with me. Listen, people, listen. Listen to me. Believe what I'm telling you. God's word, the Bible, does not lie. It tells you what it tells you is the truth. And God's word, the Bible, is very, very, very clear. There's power in prayer. There's much power in prayer. And if you'll join with me, all of you out there listening to me, join with me. I'm going to pray for this Judge Lamberth that the good Lord will bring this wicked person to repentance. Now, here, this wicked Judge Lamberth, what he had, and I don't know if it's a he or a she, because it doesn't tell you, it just says Judge Lamberth. It does not tell you, and I'm looking through here to find out if it's a he or she or what, but anyhow, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, God knows.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask that you would, and pray that you would bring, that whatever it would take, he would bring this wicked person who has violated Pam's First Amendment right. She had a right to this free assembly, free speech, and she was there doing the right thing. She was a watchman on the wall. So join with me, and Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord, there's still some of us that know that right is right and wrong is wrong. And Father God, we see a wickedness here. There's a wickedness here. And we're not going to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to it, Father God. So we're asking you, and again, Lord, we're asking you, we want justice, Lord. We want justice. We're asking you to bring this wicked person, this wicked Judge Lamberth, to repentance. Bring him to whatever it takes to bring him to repentance. And then if they refuse, Father God, we would ask that you remove him. Remove him or her, who, whatever. But Father God, because as long as you leave these wicked people there, they continue doing persecuting and killing and murdering your people. So Lord, again, we're praying that you would remove this wicked person. And Lord, like those George Soros appointed in your word, they're referred to as whores. That you would remove them, Father God, those wicked. They're not legitimate prosecutors or legitimate attorneys. We know they're communist agents. They're anti-Christ. They're anti-God. Antichrist, anti-America, and anti-Christian. And you've told us all those that hate you love death, and they love death. They love it. They really love death. So, Lord, again, we're asking that you would remove this wicked person and let it be known that that wicked person was removed. You've told us in your word, touch not your anointed, and surely this lady had to be one of your anointed because she was doing your will. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen to that.
Alrighty. Now, speaking of that, here, the show trial is set up. D.C. courts will allow that January 6th, remember, the Liars Club committee to testify against Steve Bannon, but they will not allow Steve Bannon to cross-examine his accusers. They haven't allowed any to do that.
Anti-American, totally.
Huh? You know, again, let me just read you the article. This is by Jim Hoft. The Mayo used to show trials and struggle sections to punish anyone suspected of wrong think. These unfaithful enemies of the regime were brought forward and publicly humiliated before they received their punishment. The entire community was forced to watch this process. It was a warning of what they will face if they dare speak out against the regime. Now it's happening in America, in the elites, big media, big tech, deathocrats, and establishment Republicans are on it. They call them, they're rhinos. They're rhinos. There's no Republicans on that board. They got three rhinos. They got three Tories. Do you know the word Tories, you know, for during the Revolutionary War, came from, it was shortened from traitor Tories. They're traitors. They are traitors to God, country. Now, they need to teach the populist a lesson. That's the idea, that they're going to teach you and I and our listeners out there a lesson. This week, former chief strategist for President Trump is facing a one-sided biased court in Washington, D.C. He is charged with not honoring a subpoena from the Liars Committee, from the Liars Club. The January 6th Liars Club is a selected group of deathocrats and two rhino traitors who are running America's first ever public struggle session. This week, Steve Bannon is the target, as he has been since he first took the job of campaign manager for President Trump. And this corrupt court, this corrupt liars court, is allowing the January 6th committee to use their concocted evidence against Steve Bannon, but will not allow Steve Bannon's team to confront his accusers. It's called a kangaroo court.
Court, right.
This is the new America under Joe Biden and the Democratic Communist Party. It's only going to get worse via Midnight Rider and Tracy Benz. There you go. All right, let's see.
You're seeing the total breakdown of our Constitution, our way of life, our law and order. You know, we are watching a communist revolution. We're living it.
888-281-1110. It's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The phones have gone quiet, Joe. We do have a pledge from James in the Bronx for $40. Thank you, James. But the phones pretty much have gone quiet. We really got to, because we've only got right now 35 minutes left. 35 minutes left.
Let me read from Matthew 10. Matthew 10, verse 40 through 42. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. What God is saying very simply there, if you support a ministry or you support a person doing the Lord's work and you support them, you share in whatever blessings God has for them. So anything this ministry does in its prison ministry, its Right to Life ministry, King's Word School of the Bible, trucking ministry, hospice that many of us have been involved in, the radio ministry, the church itself, anything that glorifies God, that that blesses Him, you get to share in that blessing if you support this radio ministry and you have God's Word on it.
All right, 888-281. Folks, the lines have been going dead. We've got to get them going. 1110. Joe, again, you know, we really dodged a bullet. We asked for a miracle. God gave us a miracle.
But he kept us on the stations, yeah.
He kept us on the stations, and I couldn't believe that. You know, I thought if we were doing good, we might be able to stay on one. But you know, and Salem bent over backwards for us on that, too. Here, Sick Hollywood Directors Guild of America. Pension and health plans expand baby killing abortion to benefits. Since that Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade and returning the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives, abortion devotees are furious. This is another article by the assistant editor, World News Daily. None are more unhinged than radical leftists in Hollywood. The Director's Guide of America Pension and Health Plans has recently voted to expand access to abortion services for both their participants and their dependents, including children. Joe, here, you know, the Bible says those that love death hate God. Those that love death hate God. These people hate God. They love death. And if they hate God, they hate us, don't they?
They certainly do, and they would also have to hate America and anybody out there. If you've been part of the Democratic Party, you better wake up because you're not only against the country, you're against God, and that's not the place you want to be.
Here you go. Speaking about hate. We have no plan. This is from NBC. This is NBC panelists are openly wishing for President Trump's death. Here, this is an NBC panel that they have. And the question is, will Trump run again in 2024? We have no plan for this except sitting around hoping he dies. NBC panelists are openly wishing for Trump's death. On Meet the Press with Chuck Todd, PMSNBC hack, accidentally slipped up and said the silent part out loud. He said, and Democrats never, Trumpers want Trump dead. During a discussion on whether President Trump will run again in 2024, one of the guests, Mark Leibovich, admitted Democrats have no plan for Trump's three-peat, what they call three-peat, except hoping he dies. There you go.
Wow. I've got something. The CDC's popped up in about four different things. Going to read three headlines, and you can kind of take it from there. Health experts are quitting the CDC, the NIH, because of the bad science. There's low morale. And a lot of these doctors from the NIH, CDC, FDA are quitting, creating serious staffing shortages, according to John Hopkins professor Dr. Marty McCurry. And because of what's going on, they finally cannot tolerate. They said it's like watching a horror movie I've been forced to watch. I can't close my eyes. People are getting bad advice, and we can't say anything, so they're quitting. One. Two, the CDC is directing kids to chat about sex and the occult online. Yeah, it's directing teens on an online chat platform that's run through planned predators that discusses sex change operations, polymoral, amorous relationships, the occult, other things that you don't want your children into, topics, drag culture 101, sex and relationship, having multiple genders, gender affirmation surgeries, and chats on all kinds of querying tarot and astrology and how you use tarot cards and occult practices. And yeah, that's your wonderful CDC. And now, new medical school guidance teaches future doctors to get woke. Yep, the National Medical Association released their new diversity, equity, and inclusion guidelines for the medical schools, teaching students to consider their white privilege, intersectionality, and the whole topic is diversity, equity, and inclusion competencies across the learning continuum by the Association of American Medical Colleges, and is a three-stage diversity, equity, and inclusion guidance for all medical students across the country. So there you see what's happening in the medical profession.
Here's what's happening, Joe. Here's what's happening. First of all, they realize that all of a sudden the numbers are starting to come out. People realize, right? In the military, they're pushing. By the way, as we talked about last night, guess who was excluded from taking the kill shot? Austin and Miley, right? And so where they're forcing the young soldiers, what is it, 60,000 of them? Of course, you had a young Air Force soldier on there saying, "How? Wait a minute, it's much more than that. It's many more than that." Now, here, where they're trying to force them to take the kill shot, they've already forced many to take the kill shot, and so what's
and
happening,
already left.
People are dying, though. See, it's going to come out sooner or later, even the fake news media at NBC, ABC. By the way, did you see the latest poll shows that they've taken another credibility shot? They realize it. Even the fake news media realizes it. And I was just listening to one on the Internet today saying, from the fake news media, saying from CNN, saying, you know, people don't believe us anymore. And we have to ask ourselves why they don't believe us anymore. And so they know that. They know that it's coming out, and they know that, and here, those workers at the CDC, I think they want to get out while the getting's good. And so there you go. It's, here they get exempted.
Along with that, did you see Dr. Deborah Birx came out in a book? She admitted she deceived Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah, we did that yesterday. She admitted it. Yep. She lied, and right.
And they just made things up. She and Fauci, on certain things, just made them up and put them out because that's what they felt should happen. They did it without proof. They did it without consultation with any of the expert doctors on staff. But think about that. Half the stuff they came out with, they just made up and lied to us. And she comes out and is making money off a book telling the truth on herself. I mean, good grief. She's saying she's a criminal. She's saying she's a liar. She's saying she caused people great pain, and she's making money doing it. I mean, where else in America would you get paid for...
Well, it's because we don't have a Justice Department anymore.
Yeah,
everybody's involved, and what they do, the way it works is, look, who's going to go after her? She can bring them down, too. I mean, they're all so corrupt. It's like, you come after me, I've got enough on you. And that's what the whole, it's just gotten, this is exactly... Right.
The Hillary Clinton model of politics.
I've absolutely.
Got the goods on you. If you go after me, I'll bring you all down.
All right, we want to go to Jan in Cleveland pledges 30, Gail in Boston pledges 100, Adeline in New Jersey pledges 500. That's what we need. We need some 500 matches. We need someone to match Adeline. Is that Adele? Because I wanted to see if I can make sure I got this right. It's Adele in New Jersey, not Adeline. So it's Adele in New Jersey. Pledges 500. And, folks, we need someone to match her. We need several to match her 500. In fact, if somebody would match 5,000, we would be over our goal right now.
All
So we need someone with deep pockets out there. Are there people out there listening with deep pockets? Yes.
There are some people out there, but there are thousands of listeners that if just many of the thousands of listeners would send in $20, we would have our problem solved. So,
well, if everybody that listened to this radio program would send in $20, we wouldn't have to have another fundraiser for a couple of years. But,
probably for years, yeah.
Every now and then I get a letter saying, I've been listening to you for years, and I'm ashamed of myself. I should have been helping. I should have been doing my part. I haven't. So from now on, I'm going to do my part. And sometimes they'll send, you know, like $1,000, $2,000, or $3,000 because they've been listening to us all those years and never helped out at all. So we do need.
You got to remember, radio stations keep telling people the only thing free in America is radio. Radio's free, but there's all those commercials and sponsors, and we've never had sponsors because they get kind of scared. We're out there telling the truth that the world needs to know that they don't want us doing, and they would destroy our sponsors, come after them, scare them off. So you've put the faith and trust of the ministry in the hands of God's people and the listeners, and preach and teach the truth to them, and then turn around and ask them to keep us on the air.
All righty. Do we have any matches for Adelaide? We need some people to match Adelaide for the 500. Oh, it's Adele? Okay.
Adele.
All righty.
You got to remember, folks, we're all volunteers, and he's trying to read handwriting on notes that are passed from the other room.
Yep. Anyhow, there you go. So now it's Adele. But
Adele,
it looks like it was spelled.
Got it right.
Right. Okay. So, you know, there's an old thing. Like if you go A-D-E-L and there's an E on the end, it makes the E in the center long E, right? So.
I believe so.
All righty. There you go.
It was a long, long, long time ago that I took English in high school and college.
You know what I'm looking at? Listen to this. Biden's America, trans soldiers given special privileges in U.S. military while Christian soldiers are being persecuted. This is an article by Jim Hoft. I'm looking at these trans things. These are men dressed, well, they're males. No, they're not. They wouldn't call them men. These are Biden soldiers. These are Milley soldiers. They're wearing military dresses. They got dresses on.
Oh.
And, yeah, they're all sitting there. And the left continues its assault on our country, our culture, our history, and our way of life. In America today, trans soldiers are given special privileges by the regime, while Christian soldiers are persecuted and denied their religious rights. And when Joe Biden says he's a good Catholic, like everything else he says, he's a liar. And there's not a bit of truth. There's not a bit of truth in Joe Biden. Not a bit of truth, okay?
Now you know why the military recruitment, they're offering us, we talked about this a week or two ago, $50,000 sign-up bonus, and they cannot get people to go into the Marines, the Army, the Air Force. Why? Because you've got these guys running around in dresses. What, are they going to have combat dresses now? I mean, and they don't want the Christian soldiers, but they'll take the men running around in dresses and heels pretending to be soldiers. No wonder they're having recruitment failings. No one wants to be in Biden's military. I would not want any of my children, grandchildren, to be in this army now. I'm sorry.
The military is waging a two-front war on the most conservative members. On one front, it is the foolish and otherwise unlawful implementation and execution of the Armed Services COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Religious accommodation requests to the vaccines have been categorically denied by the military branches. As of February of this year, 25,000 service members have requested a military accommodation request to, well, it's going way farther than that. It's over 60,000 now, to forego vaccination in light of their sincerely held religious beliefs. Less than 10 had been approved, with zero approvals in the Army and the Navy. Well, wait a minute. No, you've got Milley. Milley got his, and Austin, they got theirs, right?
They got their exemptions. The CDC got their exemptions, remember?
Yeah.
They made everybody else get the vax, but the CDC didn't have to.
Well, guess who else didn't? Right on their website, Pfizer employees.
Right, Pfizer employees, and even the Biden White House staff were not forced to get it.
Yep. Hang tight, we'll be back right after this with more. I think. After this with more?
2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.
Lord Almighty, I feel the temperature rise. 5 is burning above and below. World, 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 you've down been set on fire. It's me you're blaming, but I tried to tell you so. It wasn't his design that you should perish in the fire. It hurts to hear you cry, burning world. Ooh, 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 I feel the temperature rising. I'm not complaining. Love this new body of mine. Burning, burning, burning. Can't do nothing to me. Walking through fire and smoke, but I feel fine. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any perish in the fire. Repentance was your cry from heaven above. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any fury would not fire. Repentance was your cry to heaven above. Time's running out, the flames are burning your body. You're crying, please help me, I wish I knew what to say. It's hard for me. Too late now, we're believing. Lord Almighty, it's even too late for them to pray. Lord, it wasn't your desire that any fury do not fire. Repentance was your cry, it's time to die. Burn love, it's just hotter, hotter, burning love. 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 It's just hotter, hotter, burning love.
This is final warning from above. 2 Peter 3:12. Looking for the hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat.
That's going to happen. That's going to happen. God says it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, but we won't be in it, right? Like walking through that.
We won't be there.
Right, walking through the fire. You know, when we have glorified bodies, the old fire and smoke won't have any effect on us at all, will it?
None whatsoever.
Now, when we come back, as we see out of Revelation chapter 19, starting with verse 11, and then we get back in Zechariah 13, and by the time we get into Zechariah 14, verse 5, we're back. The Lord has returned back to the earth, to the exact place where he left, on the Mount of Olives, with his armies, that's us, and we engage the armies of the world. That will happen. And it doesn't turn out very good for the armies of the world, does it?
No, it doesn't bode well for them at all.
All righty. May in Georgia pledges 40. Thank you, May. Listen, according to one court, the Air Force processes protect religious rights is both illusionary and totally insincere. In other words, it's worthless what the Air Force has done. In short, it's just theater. Another court found the military actively disfavoring religious exemptions. The mandate treats those with secular exemptions much more favorably than those seeking religious exemptions. In other words, the military openly and proudly is hostile to a Christian's service members, forcing them under threat of punishment to choose vaccines over their faith. That is Austin. That's these bootlickers that, that Obama purged the real, actual patriotic men of God, real generals. He purged real generals, and then he appointed and brought in these bootlickers, and he placed them, and they have sold us out. They want to have, remember the USO shows used to be pretty good. Now, Joe, they've got these drag queens. And here, this whole article shows you, if you could see it, I wish people could see it now. I wish NBC, ABC, and CBS had the guts to put this on. As you sit there and look at these men wearing dresses, in Army uniform, Army military dresses, here, this is what's supposed to be defending our country. Unbelievable how this nation, what they've done to our military. Unbelievable what they've done. Now, let me ask you this, Joe.
How you destroy a nation, you get rid of the faith, you brainwash the children in the public school system, you destroy the military, you destroy the economy. You put the government in control of everything from, take away the freedoms, and then you have your revolution.
We need 37. Right now we're $3,700 short, Joe, and we have got 12 minutes. We need to raise $3,700 in 12 minutes.
Wow.
Joe,
we're going to need a lot of help from the Lord on this one.
Well, I know, but you know what? Yesterday I pledged 1,000, and we're going to do the same thing tonight. But I'm going to ask people out there if we could get, I need two people to match it. Two people to match it, because we're doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving our own selves. If we can get two people to match it. So I've just pledged one more 1,000, okay? And so if you're out there listening, help us out on this. Look, we're not doing this for us. Boy, believe me, at my age, there's a lot of things I could be doing just going fishing, believe me. But folks, we're living in a time. We're living in a time when this world, we're seeing people lost. We've got to get the gospel message out. We've got to be the watchman on the wall. It's not about making money. We're not making any money doing this. We're just paying for airtime. We're doing it because it needs to be done. People are dying. Look at our nation. You got boys thinking they're girls, girls thinking they're boys. You got these fools, absolute, total, complete fools in charge of the government, telling people that men can have babies. I mean, it's absolute lunacy. Pedophilia among the Democratic Party, pedophilia is rampant. It is completely rampant. And folks, you can count within that what they call the mainstream media, NBC, ABC, CBS, and now these woke corporations. And I implore you to, and let me give you those numbers out again. Call Kroger. If Kroger thinks, ask him, do you think that you're so big you don't need my funding? Well, you're not going to get any more of my business, okay? They're not going to, all they need to hear is from about 20 or 30 people in one day, and there would be a big change. Will you do that? Will you call Kroger? Will you call Mr. Rodney McMullen at 1-800 1-800-576-4377. That's 1-800-576-4377. Or would you call the Giant Eagle Corporation at 412-967-4551? That's the Giant Eagle. 412-967-4551. Let them know, you know what? You don't need my business. You're not going to get it. I don't need your products. There you go. All right. What do we have here?
Well, I've got a good one for people.
Wait a minute. Lachisa in Massachusetts, $20. Doug in New York, $15. Mike in San Diego, $100. Christine in Colorado, $200. And Ken in Missouri, $500. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Going good.
All right. Remember, we're down to right now. We need, let me see. Right now, we need about $1,800, about $1,800. Who can match? Can anybody else? Can somebody match my $1,000? If two people can match my $1,000, that will take care of it right there. Or if we can get four people to match Ken from Missouri for his $500, that will work, folks. We need some matching. Now, here I wanted to... and by the way, let me just say this, Joe, real quick before we move on about the military thing. You know, they keep saying the brightest and best. Let me ask you a question, all you folks out there. Who would you think are the brightest and best? The people that know not to take the kill shot. These soldiers that know not to take, that are smart enough to trust God and not trust the government, especially the military now. Are they the brightest and the best, or the people that have taken the kill shot?
The ones that are listening and are willing to resign or be kicked out before they take the shot.
You have had, you know, up until 2021, they averaged 5 to 10 athletes a year dying on the field, playing soccer, playing basketball, baseball, whatever. But now, in 2021, Joe, it was over 300. What does that tell you?
Well, it tells you a lot. I've got another story that they're talking about from New Zealand, one of the world's most vaccinated nations, and they found that all of a sudden they've got excess mortality deaths that are sky high. In other words, deaths far beyond what happens in a normal year. And all of a sudden they realized it was those who are vaccinated. And they're saying that there were 16 excess deaths per so many. They didn't have the number of booster doses. And that extrapolated, it could amount to hundreds of thousands of excess deaths worldwide. That's coming from New Zealand, the highest vaxxed country in the world, in the earth.
I thought Israel was the highest vaxxed.
Well, they claim New Zealand in this article from World News Daily.
Alrighty. School board pays out major, this is good news here, major settlement after censoring critics and deleting their comments from board meetings. Well, the good news is parents are standing up and saying enough is enough, all right, and they're suing them, okay? The bad news is the money is coming from taxpayers that are paying these parents. But, folks, let me tell you, the board members know that because of what they did, they get sued, that their future as board members is going to be short. 888, right now, Joe, we got 6 minutes. Six, Joe. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I need to raise $1,800. We got 6 minutes to raise $1,800. And so, folks, we need somebody to match me. Match that $1,000 or match the $500 from Ken from Missouri, or somebody can match the $200 from Christine from Colorado. What we need, definitely, we got, now it's 5 minutes. 5 minutes left. And we're going to...
Well, Harriet and I will match the 200.
All right, so there you go. 200 for Pastor Joe. Okay, so there you go. He's going to match the 200. Yeah, 200, yeah, from Pastor Joe. All righty, so that's about 1,600 we need now. So anyhow, folks, there you go. We got 5 minutes to get that. 5 minutes.
One person to match you and one person to match the other Missouri listener.
Yeah. All righty.
While they're thinking, I want to do a quick story. Remember little Petey Buttigieg was out there telling everybody we got to switch to electric cars, which I could talk about for half an hour. But this will tell the story. The family in Florida bought a used electric car. They listened to everybody and said, okay, we'll go buy a car. Well, the battery died shortly after they bought it. And they spent $11,000 for this Ford Focus Electric 2014 model. It only had 60,000 miles on it. Well, like I said, all of a sudden the lights came on and everything happened, and then the car quit working. The trouble is the battery for this car cost over $14,000, and then you had installation charges on top of it. So they would have to pay way more for the battery than they paid for the car. But then they found out the dealership advised us that, oh, there weren't any batteries of that type available because the Ford model is discontinued and batteries are not available anywhere. So no matter what they had to pay for the battery, they can't get one, so they're stuck with a car that cannot run.
Well, Patrick in Ohio pledges $100. Thank you, Patrick. All right, folks, we're down to about 1,500. We need $1,000 pledge and one $500 pledge to match our goal tonight. And we only have 3 minutes now, 3 minutes left. So what we'll do is we'll stay here for a few minutes after, even though we're off the air, and we'll take some calls. We're hoping that some of you will call in off the air. But we can't stay here too long because this whole studio is running by computers, and things start getting shut down.
You don't want to be locked in there all night, right?
Right. Yeah. Like, can you just imagine
having to put up with Craig all night long?
Craig and Randy and Eric and little Lisa locked in the boiler room in there.
Uh oh.
Boy. That would be something.
That could be dangerous.
All right, folks. We got 2 minutes left. We got to hear from you. Joe Obama may declare the National Climate Emergency Week this week. Joe Obama may consider declaring a climate emergency this week by issuing an executive order. Biden slated to travel to Somerset, Massachusetts on Wednesday to address tackling the climate crisis and seizing the opportunity of a clean energy future to create jobs and lower costs for families, the White House announced Tuesday. Folks, their idea of a cleaner environment is to eliminate the people living in the planet. That's their idea of a clean environment, okay? He may declare a national climate emergency as soon as this week, White House officials reportedly told the Washington Post. Okay, I got to tell you, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673. We need someone to match. We need one to match that 1,000 and one to match the 500 tonight yet. And so, all right, we just got two matches. We got one from Patrick in Ohio, and we got one from Patrick in Ohio pledged 100, and Lynn in San Diego pledged 100. Already. But we're running out of time now. Okay. All right. We're at that time, Joe, where we give the most important part of the program. And folks, again, one of these days we're going to be gone. One of these days you're going to be gone. Okay. You've got God's word on it. That's happening. But right now, the here and now is the only time we have. The here and now is the only time we have to place up crowns in heaven. The only thing in existence today that you can absolutely and completely trust in is God's word. You know who said that? God. God said that. Now, here, again, we're at that time. You're listening to me out there, many of you, and maybe listening, many of you driving in your car or something tonight and saying, well, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of different religions out there. Well, let me tell you, there's only one God out there, the Creator. You're free to believe whatever you want, but God's word, as the Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but his words will never pass. You will die. He says you're going to die. You're going to die, right? Now, nobody out there knows anyone that was around 200 years ago because they died. God says you're going to die. Now, two, God says this, that when you die, the judgment. When you die, the judgment. Okay, and he says you're going to end up either in heaven or hell. Now, here's the good news. The good news is God has given you a way out of hell. And believe me, you want a way out of hell. You really want a way out of there, okay? And he tells you how to do it. He says, pray to the Father. It's not hard, because the Lord Jesus took your place. He paid the price for your sin. He did what only he could do, what nobody else could do, what you could never do in a million years for yourself. He did for you. But you got to claim it. You got to pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness for your sin. You got to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, and all things at all times. And if you'll do that, you've got God's word on it. As we give you this invitation every night. Now, every night we have new people listening. And tonight, like, okay, we're the messenger. God's word does not return void. I truly believe somebody out there tonight is going to do that. They're going to pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of their sin. They're going to ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of their life, all of their life, without any reservations. And they're going to become a new creature, born again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and a child of God. That's our goal. That's the most important thing that we can do. And the most important thing that anybody out there can ever do is to receive Christ as a Savior. You'll never do, listen to me, you'll never do, you can never do anything that means more to you than to receive Christ as your Savior. So, folks, the time will come. And for many of you right now, tonight, that's the time. You're hearing the invitation. For a lot of people, this would be the last time you hear the invitation. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. You're going to die. Don't die in your sin. Call on the name of the Lord. You'll never regret it. Till tomorrow, as we say every night at this time, and we'll stick around these phones for a while. Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless. God bless.
And always. Keep
fighting
the
fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.